This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the time of the season.
And again, I'm going to explain this 1,000 times to a lot of our listeners who are super smart. And know the Federal Reserve's a scam, and the 16th Amendment, and all of it. I know all that. We're simply talking about you can either be a globalist that pays no taxes, and I mean, I don't even know any of those people. I've met with a few of them, but they're my enemy. Like one out of like a 500 million people is one of those people. Or you're the general public that's trying to operate the system, but they wrote that for their own minions to get out of it. Or you go totally rogue, and that's your decision to make. I'm not putting people down. I kind of admire the outlaws because, you know, when the government's criminal, it makes all the patriots criminals. I mean, I get that. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I couldn't run this operation, have all this crew, and do all this, and then not. It's the one area I guess I compromise in, and I guess in a way sell out because they'll just shut us down. So you have to play in their sick system, and I'm trying to reform it. I'm trying to repeal it. I'm trying to fix it. But I can't live under a rock. For those of you that can live off the radar, more power to you.
That's exactly right, Alex. And if you can and do live off the radar, then, you know, there's not really much they can do. But the thing is if you want to exist in American society, have a business, have credit, have a bank account that you don't have to worry about the state or the IRS attacking, you are going to have to play in their rules because the only way to avoid them is to go completely under that rule.
And they wrote escape hatches for themselves.
They definitely did. And so here's the thing is, like you said, there are two systems, right? There's the elitist system. We're not part of that system. And then there is the taxpayer system that we're all a part of. Yes, you could choose to live under a rock and not pay any taxes, but then that severely limits your potential to earn additional income, hire employees, and do other things in American society that anyone else who is paying taxes can
do. So it's a hybrid. All more power to the Amish, more power to the Patriots, more power to veterans that go out of the middle of nowhere. I wish I could do that. But for those of us that are still in the system, this is the mitigating effect. It's up to 90% mitigation.
That's right, Alex. And remember, yes, it is the law that we have to pay our taxes, but our taxpayer bill of rights says we only have to pay the amount of tax that's actually due. Now, that sounds simple, but what that really means is with all the deductions and all the credits and all the loopholes in the tax code, we get to legally use all of them to pay the least amount of
tax. And again, that's why they wrote it for themselves, because they love to screw us and not themselves. So you just use their tricks. It's just, that's why this is so important. I mean, it's like it's a no-brainer.
That's right. And so we use the tricks the loopholes that were written for large corporations and you know, multi-million-dollar organizations. But guess what? The law is the same. And we can use it. The corporate rules, corporate shareholder notes, trusts, all these things can be used at any level. As I was saying before, it's the lack of knowledge that everybody has. And they did this to us on purpose. They made financial literacy very hard because they could control us easier that way. And when you understand that, you can exist in the system and not be controlled. You don't have to live under a rock.
We're going to go to break in a minute. Some stations join us. And again, I'm not criticizing our listeners that have been successful enough to know how to create a barter economy. I think that's the future if we don't stop this tyranny. And that's, I think you have a hybrid where, like, you know, one spouse is over here in the system, the other spouse is barter. I mean, the point is that there's just systems. We're saying, what system are you in?
Correct. Correct. And if you don't want to be part of the system, that's always been a possibility. But if you want to be part of the system, we do have to play by their
rules. Well, the Native Americans tried to do that. And you saw what happened.
That's one example. There's been many people who have tried to do it, and the government repeatedly slams them down, as they do with these tax protesters, is what they call
Instead,
them.
Use their tricks, their escape hatches against them.
Right, because...
And that's why you say they change it every 2 years, because they want to keep screwing us.
If they change it every 2 years, it becomes very hard for the regular person to keep up to date on the small, minute changes that really are substantial when you think about it. And, of course, the only way to be kept abreast of this is to either study it yourself or have someone in your corner that does that.
And let's explain, there's a lot of lay people that are great at this, but when you got a big tax firm for almost nothing doing it for you, you're standing behind them.
That's our bread and butter, and we stand behind you 100%.
And then the big guys go, oh, that's That's a hardened target. I'm going to move on to an easier target. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Tyler Bennett. Go to JonesTaxRelief.com. JonesTaxRelief.com.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, the globalists are breaking God's laws big time. Tyler Bennett is a really smart tax attorney. He has hundreds of attorneys and CPAs. This great organization. You find the organization, support the broadcast. We go to JonesTaxRelief.com, JonesTaxRelief.com, or 800-869-0723, 800-869-0723. And this is the type of sponsor that I only feel good about. If you're wanting to go the route of UCC filings and Federal Reserve bonds and New World Order and you owe nothing, hey, that's your thing. That's not what this is. This is using the IRS system that the elites write for themselves to get out of up to 90% of these fraudulent garbage taxes. That's this. So, again, if you're the one-tenth of 1% that are the New World Order, like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, that pay no taxes, and Google on record, and they went after Musk and pointed out he was paying no taxes, so he did pay a bunch, but he just did that to make the point, then that's great. I'm not in that group, and I've got to hire employees and run an operation. I can't, you know, sit there and run a farm and sell myself barter and raise cows and sell to the Amish. I wish I could. They're scared of that. I think that's really, the future is that, but that takes a lot of infrastructure, a lot of know-how. We've already lost much of it. I just hope we get it back going. But when you talk about the services you guys offer, lay this out. Just a bunch of examples of how easy this is, because most people don't get it.
It can be incredibly easy, but it's one of those things that you wouldn't know about unless somebody told you. For example, if you're making over $150,000 or $200,000 a year as an individual, you're already getting taxed too much. We could put you in the proper entity setup and make sure you're paying the corporate tax rate as opposed to the entire individual tax rate up to 37%, which you would as an individual. And see, another thing is the administration will use facts to try to trick you. For example, Biden was talking about an unrealized capital gains tax, right? That's one of those things that before you think about it could sound, oh, that's a good way to tax the billionaires. The problem is that's going to hit everyone else too that holds stocks disproportionately, right? And so we can't have a major change, an overhaul of the tax system to that extent that it affects the middle and lower classes disproportionately. Well, of course, that's what the regime wants to do. And so we're here to protect you against any of those audits that they have pledged to do this year. And if you're making money, give me a call so we can make sure you're not overpaying in taxes, because that's your right. And every dollar you overpay, we know what they're sending it to. You see all these
expenses. Well, what I like is I've seen your operation. I know what you do. I've used you guys. You don't sit there and rope-a-dope and go forever with people and do all this stuff. You just cut right to the tax returns and say, boom, 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 boom. It's very cookie-cutter, quite frankly, because that's how the system works. And the average tax lawyers, I've used other ones, are not telling you that.
That is how the system works, because once we see what your tax situation is next or last year, it's very obvious what the solution is going forward. Now, not to put anybody down, but a lot of tax professionals are risk adverse, meaning they will say whatever the IRS says before they question any kind of ruling.
Well, that's what I was told. I've been with big CPAs and said, hey, we're supposed to get these write-offs. They go, well, that'll make you audit. And I'm like, but they're write-offs and we're not lying. Well, we're not going to do those write-offs.
Correct.
It's
so
like, well, I mean,
most CPAs are very risk adverse, meaning that they do not want to get their client audited.
When did that change? Like 15 years ago, they made it where they were liable, right?
Yes, right. So they sign the return. Now they're liable if the client gets audited. But see, that really only matters if the firm you're working with is scared of getting audited. We are not scared of getting audited because we know we're not doing anything in the gray area or illegal. We are doing by the book to save you.
And they know they've got a bulldog. You're not bragging, but they just, well, most of the time move on.
Exactly, because like I said, they're bullies, and as soon as they figure out that you're not the kid that's going to cry, but you're going to stand up for your lunch money, they'll move on to the next person. And that's really how it is. So when we're in your corner, if they come and knock on your door or send you a letter and say, we're going to assess you, we're going to audit you, we think you made...
You just say, we're going to handle that now.
We're gonna
and now they know they're talking to lawyers and CPAs, and they don't push it as far.
They can direct their calls to us, do not bother our client, and we will handle it. Absolutely.
And 9 times out of 10, they just move on.
Most times they're going to move on, or we're going to come away with a walk-away settlement. Because it's just not worth it for them to pursue.
Because they know you're going to litigate. We cut to brass tacks here.
Exactly. And we will.
Yeah, sure. Because the people owe a bunch. And we know it's a fraud, folks. My point is, if you owe a bunch, great. Dial it back instead of these endless wars that I've seen destroy so many people. And I'm not saying if you choose your battle to fight the IRS forever. I mean, I got pissed at the government when I was a little kid because my dad owned a couple dental offices in Dallas. He paid all the taxes. They changed the tax law in the late 80s. And the tax lady told my dad, she said, Mr. Jones, we're white-collar criminals. We're going to shake you down and just pay us. And he fought him forever and did it all and ended up beating him. But it was like 5 years of hell. And he later told me, my God, once he finally got the right tax lawyer, it ended it all. It was just, he just wished he knew all that.
Because there are these arguments that are made, sovereign citizenship, invalidity of the 16th Amendment, et cetera, that people do put forth to try to...
And that's true. The Supreme Court said black people were two-thirds human. Later, they had to reverse it. But when those laws are standing, it hasn't been overturned. Yes, it's a fraud. We know that. But they're not still going to come after you.
But it is still the law of the land, and we're fighting against City Hall. So we just have to realize that... They have all the power.
They love going after patriots that think they've got magic dust, and there's so many cons out there lying to them. So, yeah, the system's illegitimate. We get that. But there's so many cons telling people they've got a magic bullet for them, and then they get roped along for 2-3 years in the process, and they go to jail or everything taken. If they just got a real tax lawyer, it'd be handled, and they would just move on.
Absolutely right, and I do think that's an important point, is people get hurt sometimes in these situations. More power to it, to those people living under a rock. But, you know, for the people that try to do it and make an assertion to the IRS that is illegal and they did not know that, they go to jail. And so you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to make an illegal assertion to the IRS, which they've already adjudicated, by the way. Anything that you think is a new argument, they've already heard, or they will be able to group it into something.
And they've already got kept federal juries ready to send your ass to prison for 10 years.
That's correct, because when you go to tax
95% conviction rate.
When you go to tax court, not only is a federal judge with a 95% conviction rate, but they work for the IRS. They don't have your, they're not thinking about your skin.
And it's disgusting, and it should be abolished, and it's wrong, and we're supporting that, and we're pushing that, but let's not start smoking dope here. McCarthy and the Republicans passed this law to abolish the new 87,000. That ain't passing the Senate. Stop believing the lies.
It's not going to pass the Senate. And Biden said that he personally will not sign it. So there you go. It's dead in the water. McCarthy.
And we wish it wasn't. But let's not lie to each other.
Right.
No more, folks.
Even McCarthy yesterday said he agreed to get it this far. And now even he's walking back.
Well, yeah, some listeners will be like, Jones, why don't you support I do support abolishing it, but I'm not going to steer our listeners into being destroyed.
Right.
I mean, if people can do it, more power too. I'm just saying, pay all their astronomical numbers, or at least look at mitigation.
Correct. You know, because You can either pay everything, you can pay what you actually owe, or you can try to pay nothing. And that's just a game that eventually you're going to have to pay the piper. So the name of the game.
Well, exactly. If you're making $50,000 a year and want to hide somewhere, you can get away with it. More power to you. But if you got employees and you're making a couple hundred, they're going to get your ass.
That's where they're going to get these people, is small business owners and people who have employees, people who have a store, people that have a footprint, okay, that can't hide under a rock, that need banking, that need processing to make money for their businesses. These are the people that cannot live on.
And that's all Biden's announcing, is they already have AI NSA surveillance of it. They're just announcing it now.
Correct. And, oh, here's the thing, is also with that TIGDA audit of the IRS, they found that this AI that is being used to...
Hold on, stay there. And I'm going to explain to listeners. Do what you want. My job is literally to pray about it, try to give you the right answer. Hey, you can live out on a farm with Amish. I may go do that myself. I admire you. I'm just saying, all this stuff of hiding from them is over. The social credit score is here with AI. Let's play it when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Troyer's at the Capitol at a big anti-New World Order, anti-poison vaccine, and he'll be back in about 40 minutes for his show, The War Room. Tyler Bennett's here, and I want to just, in this segment with you, because we got Kate Daly taking over, close out with this. People need to know the tax laws and know that the average CPA or the average tax preparer is not going to tell you, because they're big corporations that are literally paid to lie to you. But they've written loopholes for everybody, so there's a third way. Leave the system, great. Or become a globalist and have $100 billion, you don't pay taxes. None of us are that. So this is the way to go. Tell them about your services and other key points you want to add.
Well, as I was saying before the last break, the IRS has this new AI that they're using to, you know, get what they call tax cheats, okay? But what was also found out in the TIGTA audit is this software, this credit, this social credit.
Well, they call it AI. It's hooked into all you're doing to track you.
Yeah, it's a social credit score like it's in China. They just don't call it that yet because that's not politically cool over here. But that's what it is. And the problem that TIGTA, again, the organization that audits the IRS, found out is just like the $600 Venmo thing, the IRS was not ready to implement this, even though...
For folks who don't know, they're going to trap people making $600 a year, and I mean, this is crazy.
Correct. And they had to delay that a year because the IRS literally did not have enough manpower or systems in place to change the law as fast as not-so-sleepy.
So they're coming, and you're the cavalry.
That is correct. So with this AI, and here's where you guys need to be careful, everybody, is... The AI is flawed right now, and that's what TIGTA found out. And right now, it is set to flag anybody that has done any crypto transactions and anybody that has 1099 income. Now, we're not talking about the $600. We're talking about more than that. And so if you are a small business owner or you dabble in cryptocurrency, there is already a red flag on your account.
But there's ways to mitigate it now.
Absolutely. First of, like I said before, the audit protection, if we need to do that, doesn't matter if you get audited, you're protected. But if you want to come to us and say, hey, what can I do to change the situation so that if and when I do get audited, there's nothing there, they'll look at my account and then go away. Because remember, an audit is really only scary if there is something they are trying to assert. Whether or not there is a discrepancy or not does not mean they're not going to assert that you owe more money. They definitely may do that. But if we have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted, they will not be able to do that. And so that is a way that we can proactively make sure, by looking at your account, the crypto transactions you have, your small business, the way everything's set up, even if you are flagged, that way the flag will be removed.
And by the way, you're an amazing young guy. I've been around for over a decade. You're a lawyer. But the reason we went with you guys is we used you previously. Your co-owner is like 75 years old and a very well-known tax expert who we're going to be getting on very, very soon. So you have a lot of – I'm older now, but back when I was 25, 30, people said, what's this young guy, even though I was smart and doing well? This guy looks a little too young. I don't listen to him. You got a bunch of old dudes, old ladies working for you.
I certainly do. Half of my legal staff is over the age of 50. My business partner is 72.
So, not 75. I had some years there.
But yes, one of the most brilliant people in the tax industry, I know, and we'll have him on here as well so he can share some
insights
with your viewers as well.
Tell us about that guy, because I've seen some of the stuff he's done. He's written books on it. You got your crypto experts, like the top guy, he wrote a bunch of books.
We have a phenomenal team at GetATaxLawyer.com, and from across the board, from people from the old shul who are used to classic taxation. Older tax attorneys are used to tax rates that were went as high as 70%. Okay. And so my tax attorneys are telling me that if the Democrats keep having their way, this is something that may happen again. And so
well, they've been calling for it.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is, we have people like that all the way down to, you know, my crypto people are typically younger because it's a
new. I'm nothing against old folks. I think it's great to have the new brains.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you guys have got some amazing people. You got the whole roster. You got it all.
We do, and I appreciate that, Alex. And you need to have a mix of both because with the superiority, the age comes the experience. But with the new people that are fresher out of law school, out of taxation, learning about all that stuff in crypto, they're the ones that are going to be more up to date on, as we said, the laws that change every 2 years.
So real quick, people should go to JonesTaxRelief.com. That goes to your site. That way we get some credit and some sponsorship. Or 800-869-0723, 800-869-0723. When they call, how easy is it? You just sign a consultation, do it, boom, you do an analysis, you give them an offer.
Correct. So we call in, you will get put forth to one of my agents that is able to take your exact situation. And then
you have different experts they go to, maybe a lawyer, maybe a CPA. Maybe.
Exactly. When you call in, everybody's going to have a slightly different issue. So depending on that is depending on who we're going to send it to, that expert in that industry, and we will take care of the problem for you. And yes, you're going to have solutions at the end of that phone call.
Well, that's what's great because, again, other tax lawyers people make it confusing, A, because they're not smart, or B, they want more money. You guys just cut right to it.
Yes. The thing is in the legal industry in general, there is a whole lot of clouds because we're talking about laws and arcane laws that not many people have the privilege to even understand. And so we cut through all that fog and make it clear what needs to happen, what can happen to make it better instead of continuing to make it even more.
The key is to get great results. So the 2 minutes we have left, what are some of the services? Example of the new tax laws. Just change the corporation. Huge, huge discount. Give us a few examples.
For example, individuals are taxed at a graduated rate up to 37%.
Yeah, so like 15 to 37.
Correct. Now, if that means if you're making over $100,000, which you know, is middle class. That's not rich. Now suddenly you're paying more than what a corporation would pay to make 10 times the amount of money. So if you're making more money than that, you really need to give us a call so we can examine the type of entity structuring that you're in. If you're a small business, an LLC is only going to get you so far. If you start making more money, we need to start talking about corporations, the difference between an S and a C, you know, and it really comes down to how much money you're making, how many employees you have, liability protection. These are all things that go into owning a business. Taxation is just one of them. But when you are setting up to be taxed correctly, you're also protecting yourself from lawsuits and you're also protecting yourself from additional liabilities.
And lawsuits are crazy now. They're graduating so many lawyers.
Certainly are. In California, it's ridiculous.
But how do people call and get the audit protection?
So if you'd like to get the audit protection, give us a call, the number on the screen, and just ask one of the agents, and they will get you set up. What happened is we will send you out a power of attorney. That way, we are your attorney on record at the IRS, and we are the ones that control your account in the sense that they're going to send us paperwork saying, we want to audit this person. We don't think they're doing the right thing. And when they send that to us, we have the ability to nip it in the bud right then and there before they seize your assets or threaten to or knock on your door and scare
you. Because they immediately go, oh, this is a law firm, totally different class.
That's right.
Tyler Bennett, you're going to be in the war room. Great job. Kate Daly, thanks for letting me steal some time. He's an amazing talk show host. Kate Daly takes over. KateDalyShow.com. Straight ahead. Tyler Bennett, thank you so much. JonesTaxRelief.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the katedalyshow.com, katedalyshow.com. All right, I have a couple of things to get to, so we're going to get to them fast. we're going to speed right through, so keep up. There is a big message that I want to give about copper. I had an interview with Dr. Alfonso Monzo, and let me just tell you, his information on copper is amazing, and I want to share just a little bit with you, if you don't mind. This is so instrumental to your health, and I really hope you take this information in and listen. Really listen to what I'm about to say. In 1940, they changed our food supply dramatically. Now, we've talked about this. I've talked about this, how things really started to change in the medical world, the taking over of the Johns Hopkins and virology, but also our food supply. And the big Trojan horse to get us very unhealthy was synthetic fertilizers, okay? And there was no reason for it. They just decided to do it. They just decided to go with synthetic fertilizers and tell you that you needed them. And nothing that we were doing naturally was going to be as beneficial as it was for mass production if they didn't use them. Well, what they were doing was they were stripping out minerals and vitamins, okay? And in so many ways, in such a sinister way, setting us up in a long-term plan for unhealth, okay? And that's where we're at now. They changed copper metabolism training for doctors. They started taking this out of the teaching for doctors. And what happened was in our bodies, copper and iron work together, and copper is instrumental to our brain, instrumental. But what they did was they started adding iron shavings. They started adding all of these things into our food, iron shavings alone without the copper. Copper and iron work together. And they called it fortified, like in your cereal. You're eating iron shavings, okay? Not healthy for your body at all. Then what they did was they started just testing for iron, right? You go in, you get an iron test. They say you're low in iron and you need to beef up the iron in your blood. The problem is that a blood test isn't accurate for iron. It actually hides in the tissues. And it mixes with oxygen, okay, as it hides in the tissues. They're not doing a tissue test. They're doing a blood test. It's not accurate. So what it does is it mixes with oxygen and it creates rust. And when it creates rust, it causes inflation. It causes in your body inflammation. I'm sorry, inflation too. Huh? Inflammation and oxygen levels drop. And copper helps run your oxygen. Zinc helps run your oxygen. So energy levels start dropping and you're not low in iron. You're low in copper and it's in the wrong place. So copper and fat run the brain, right? They run the brain. So what did we have in the 1970s? We had a war on fat in the pyramid that they presented to us. That was the most unhealthy thing I think that we really focused on. Go back to pictures of the 1960s. People were not largely, forgive the pun, overweight. Okay. They were pretty slim. And what happened was we changed how we view fat and how we view all of our minerals. It's okay to keep adding in fortified minerals. It's okay to start adding in all this junk, but strip all the natural stuff out of our food. So copper and fat run the brain. They run oxygen. They run a lot has to do with red blood cells. They're doing so many things. There's also a blue spot in your brain, the locus coeruleus. And this is supposed to deliver copper into your brain. Remember, fat and copper run the brain. Fear and anxiety reduce copper in the brain. Fear and anxiety. What have we just been doing? Total fear porn, right? And it creates sort of this cycle because the more fear is produced, the more copper is reduced. The more copper is reduced, the more fear is reduced. Strange, right? So if you're low in copper, the problem just compounds. Alzheimer's, adrenals, panic disorder, PTSD, ADHD because of your copper. So during intense times of trauma and stress, we reduce trace minerals in our body. That's what leaves our body. And weaponized pathogens, and here we go with the future right now and what we're dealing with right now. Weaponized pathogens can be dormant for years in your body. All those shots that you've been receiving as a kid, you know, they told you you needed all those shots. I think I got 8 as a kid in the 70s. Well, those weaponized pathogens can actually lay dormant in your body for years to come. When you have trauma, when you have stress, when you have an injury, like a knee injury, a hip injury, something like that, all of a sudden your symptoms start up, or let's say rheumatoid or inflammation or autoimmune or cancer, or all these different things start coming to light, right? Symptoms start arising. It's usually the event that spawns the body into taking these out of the dormancy, right? That have been hiding and lingering. And then all of a sudden, there you go. Judy Mikovits proved this when she talked about milk. And she said the milk steroids from the milk in the 80s were going to go into our bodies and create cancers later on. Well, in 2015, they finally had to admit that they had breast cancers and that a possible cause, was the milk steroids they were using. Because what it does is it lies dormant in your body until something kind of coaxes it out and brings it out. In the movie The Matrix, they had the field of humans, right? Turning humans into batteries. And what does he do? He holds up a copper battery. The nanotech being delivered in the shops right now, all pathogens live off of iron. They live on iron. You're getting all those iron shavings. You're getting iron in your body. They're telling you to get more iron off of a blood test that is not accurately telling you about your iron level because it's hiding in your tissues. So what happens is all the nanotechnology that's being delivered in your body, delivered via these shots. And it's flu shots, it's all the shots, it's the COVID shots, it's all the shots you've been giving. okay? All of those. What happens is nanotech steals your copper. It steals your copper. And it also goes in and basically, you know, you're never going to get a test for copper. They usually don't do that in the men's and women's panels when you go in to go get a blood test. You don't know how much copper you have. They're always telling you you could OD on copper, which is a joke. But here's the deal, though. The nanotech, the pathogens in your body live off the iron. And then how does ivermectin really work? Ivermectin goes and steals the iron back out of the pathogen to starve it to death and helps to increase copper to get back into the cell. It's a zinc delivery system in a roundabout kind of a way, not direct, because zinc and copper can work together as well. So copper controls zinc. Copper is the master. It binds with iron, makes you smarter, boosts mood, burns fat, prevents wrinkles, hair color, of course, heals joints, helps to reduce red blood cells. Most important detox, men's panel and women's panel, do not give you that copper reading unless you're going to specifically test for it. And we have enough copper. If we had enough copper in our bodies over the last 50 or 60 years without our food supply being stripped of it, of course, and with shots that deplete the immune system out of copper, would they have had a chance with this latest technology that they're doing to trick our immune system? Because that's what Moderna's Tal Zaks said. He said that they were putting the software of life into your body, right? You already have a software system in your body, and they're going to add to it. And what they're adding to it is pretty sinister. So, and screwing it up. I had a farmer in the Midwest reach out to me, and he said, you know, they're not, with the cows, they're not giving them mineral licks, salt licks. They're not doing that anymore. Why? So it doesn't come into our food supply, into our bodies, and transfer to us? Probably. Scary, isn't it? It's kind of a scary thought of what they're doing. Everybody should be doing 2 milligrams a day of copper. And you have to build up slowly because it's the great detoxifier. That's what's so important about this. It's the detoxifier. You know, last week I talked about Siemens, right? And that horrid New World Order company, I can't talk today, from Germany is doing with their little health engineers, right? Their little health engineers, I don't even know what they call them, coming in with these tests saying, if you can get sick this year, and what does that mean? Does that mean that you're put into some sort of quarantine for 6 months because you could get sick? Not sick, but could be. Could be. That's what's coming. Is that how they absorb property rights? There's so much to talk about today. Is that how they absorb property rights? You're hauled off to a place in quarantine because you might get sick and they take over your property for non-payment? There's all kinds of things I need to go over in the next segment, but I wanted you to be aware of copper because it's so instrumental to what's going on right now. It can get rid of that nanotechnology too and make your body work. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. All right. The reason I added that in at the end of that whole copper thing, because you really need to be taking copper right now, is because there are some scary things, and I should have added that in last week when I was talking about Siemens and the damage they're doing. They took over our trains. They're implementing all kinds of things. If you have to take a train for social credit to get a loan on a house, things like that, they're going to be, you know, absolutely going after our behaviors, and our behaviors will dictate whether you get to have things in your life. Also, the fact that they are dying, I'm full of puns today, right? Dying to get you into a center because you might get sick. And this is coming, and this is such a big deal right now. And they even reference this just a little bit in the Declaration of North America, the DNA statement from King Fraud-A-Lot. So Mexico's, I want to talk about this for a second. Mexico's Labrador, I call him Labrador, the King Fraud-A-Lot, and of course, Justin Castro, met in Mexico City for the 10th North American Leaders Summit. Yeah, this is where we go regional. And the leaders, they said, are determined to fortify our region's security. Nothing about America's borders, just the region as a whole, you know, because we're in regions all over the globe now. Cut up into what, like six sections? Anyway, so they were just wanting to get this information out to you that our whole security revolves around diversity, equity, and inclusion, of course. You know, being trans or gay, that has something to do with our entire region's security. And then, of course, climate change garbage, lies. And then competitiveness, migration and development, health and regional security. They got together to, who knows what they do in their little meetings. I don't even want to know because it just sounds so sinister. It's beyond belief. But here's some of the lines that they wrote out of this Declaration of North America, because obviously we've gone regional. You're just not aware of it yet. Have we lost our country completely? Possibly. We are not just neighbors and partners. Our people share bonds of family and friendship and value. What does that even mean? We're not just neighbors.
We are neighbors. That's exactly what we are. And there's borders between us to dictate actual borders. Anyway, they went on to promote racial justice, expand protections for LGBTQ in that tiny parcel of America, and deliver equitable outcomes. They also talked about indigenous people. Everything is always about indigenous people with these guys. Native American population is 2.6 million people. Half of those might be women, 1.3 million. But they are going to do every single thing in the name of indigenous people for sustainable solutions and job creation and indigenous-led growth. What in the hell? Anyway, they want to continue to build societies where indigenous women and girls can live, I guess without men. How fun. And then lead without fear through the trilateral working group. I seriously cannot talk today. Trilateral working group. They also said they want to get together and really commit to gender equality and empowerment of all women and girls. Men, you get nothing. I also wanted to talk about the fact that they were really touting the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, this bold new framework for regional responsibility. Everything is regional now. Nothing is the USA. They were sharing that 21 leaders endorsed on the margins of the Ninth Summit of the Americas, whatever the hell that is, and the three countries of North America, which made ambitious commitments under the Los Angeles Declaration, working together, of course, to advance labor mobility in North America. Not Mexico, not Canada. Oh, no, just here. Just here. They really, really want a lot of labor mobility, you know, just slinging people across the border to be able to come here. And they also talked about promoting regular pathways for migration. Just regular. Just come on through, you know, get those eggs under your belt, a dozen eggs that you're just dying to bring over. And so you could make a whole whopping $10, and then we'll take you into L.A. and train you and coddle you and, I don't know, breastfeed you. Who knows? Who knows what they're going to do? Anyway, they've got this whole system working for the last 6 months, and they're really, really touting it. So they also talked about influenza, and they talked about the North American regional plan for animal and pandemic influenza to improve prevention, preparedness, agility, and provide rapid response, of course, to health emergencies in North America. What health emergencies? What have we got going on here? Not much, right? They can't obviously keep riding the COVID cloud. So what are they doing? Oh, they talked about what's to come. And they said this includes influenza and beyond, like some science fiction movie. They also talked about their bolstered, shared continental security against domestic, regional, and global threats, including cyber threats, but as a region, not a country. Talk about a treason. Talk about a total treasonous jackass not running the country. He's not really running the country, and you and I both know that, right? Right? The group working behind him, he is just the awful face that we have to look at with his, you know, who am I? Where am I? Kind of thing going on, which really was just a slap in the face to us. They wouldn't put anybody bright up because we're not that bright as a people, I think. I think we've been so dumbed down. But they also are taking a consistent approach to the collection, use, processing, retention, and protection of this thing called PNR, passenger name records data. And what that means is when people travel together, they collect all the information. Even if you cancel a trip, they still will take everyone's information. And it's beyond what you think, too. It's a lot more information than just an email address and the name of the person. They want to know who's traveling together. And the information never goes away, always stored. It's very, very bizarre. They're also using the growing global synthetic drug threat as this weird cover for the drug dialogue. It's very, very strange, and all it means is more control. They also said, in partnership with indigenous peoples, that they're going to protect biodiversity to work toward ending deforestation and looking to conserve 30% of the world's land and waters by 2030. Remember in the Rockefeller document of 2010, and it talked about the fact that they would just cordon off lakes and rivers and waters and streams and tell the people that they had been under attack and something was wrong with them, so they needed to be cordoned off for 20 years? So I know life straws are popular and all the water filtration, but the problem is getting to the water. Getting to the water is going to be an issue. 30% of the world's land and waters by 2030. In my state, that doofus we call Romney actually is going after the Great Salt Lake, and they're mining there lithium, but they don't want anybody to know that. They just really want to just take it over in conservation because it's in danger. This is going to be happening more and more and more, and your lakes and your rivers and all of those water bodies of water are going to be subject to a lot of things that they plan in coming in. The other thing I also wanted to mention, and I know I'm going fast, but that document was scary because it was so regional. It was so regional. Never even discussing the USA, really. Only working as a body and a region because Labrador and Castro and Fraud-A-Lot are all in together to make sure we work as a region. The other thing was embedded vision. They talk about the Internet of Things, but they hardly ever talk about the vision of things. The camera technologies that we have in our phones, the things that they have been working on that we think is just all about taking a photo, a good picture, or for VRs, you know, to lay out and kind of map different areas. That technology is going to be used in droids and in, you know, your cars, all of the things that need vision, the vision of things. All of that technology, all of those patents are going to be used in creating a type of vision that is comparable to human vision. Human vision, we are totally different, right? We can assess, we can look, we can observe, we can know what spatial, you know, kind of like into a spatial sense, all of those things. But a computer actually has to be taught that. And vision being one of the most important senses that we have because it can do so much. There is so much in our future that is going into the human type robot, the drones, the ability to sense as a human does. Whenever we think of technology, you have to go 10 steps further to kind of figure out where that technology lands us. And it's not in a good place, obviously. We can stop this. We can work towards stopping this. I know that there are committees and certain politicians on both sides of the aisle saying, oh, we're going to look into this. Look into it. You're a little late, honey. It's this has been 50, 60, 70, 80 years in the making. And so we have to catch up, basically. We have got to catch up. We've got Fraud-A-Lot at the helm. We've got a lot of people working to destroy this country, destroy our boundaries. But the tech that's coming in, which we'll talk about next week when I'm on, then the tech that's coming in smart cities is far above and beyond what anybody understands where it's going. And it's insane. They want it to be insane. They don't care. They're telling you it's insane. But you can still stop it. People can say no, and they don't have to confess. But we have to do it in mass. And that's our problem, is we got to get the masses to understand. I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.